This ma nesha, just like a nesha, an eagle, miyuchud shein lo etzba yisera. It does not have an extra toe like we had before on the top of the palm like, and also the zefek, it doesn't have a crop, the yain kukopon nikloch, and its stomach the kurkurban, you cannot peel off the skin off it, the dairus viechel, it like it attacks the other bird, it attacks its dairusit, and viechel eats it. Like these are four simonim of a noif tomei. So Rashi explains, the nesher huska b'tumeim, it says this in the Torah by the parasha of oif tumeya, the don b'ninav, we learn it b'ninav imenu, the ma nesher, just like this eagle, miyuchud, it's separate, namely echud mikol ha-simonim alol, doesn't have even one of these simonim, the tomei, av kol shemli echud mikol ha-simonim alol, min nesheru b'tumei, any other bird that doesn't have even one of these simonim, it's considered a tumeya. Av Rashi says, avol oif, any other bird that has at least one of these simonim, tor, the locher then that oif is tor. The koshkan of a sure shnayim b'shloish that has two or three of these simonim, oikulam, chutz meil oifes and mefroshim b'pashas, excluding the oifes that the Torah says clearly, there are 24 oifes tumeyas, excluding those 24 the Torah says clearly are tumeya. Shigzeras akosahu, shafo pi shiyesh bem simitaira, even though there are a few of them that have some simonitaira, like we'll see later on, still they are tummy. But the high lemarbia limineshir, the enough tummy biel of the marb, when the apostle says nesher means any other bird that's also a type of an eagle. But other birds, Rashi says, he can't include, because the Torah speaks that clearly the 24 oifers tumeis, so there are no other oifers that are tummy. The Torah says the ones that are tummy, they're not say the ones that are tor, because there are more terim than tumeim. So the 24 birds that are tummy, the Torah speaks them out. However, when it says nesher, there's binyanavis, there could be other birds that are like a nesher that are also tummy. But I call upon him, we see simonim, you have the Torah, that what's called an oif tummy. It asked that one of these, it asked as one of these simonim. Then the Gemara says, turim. When the Torah says turim, that's the dove. In Shieshlan Etzba Yisera, the turim, that's the oif tor, that does have an extra toe on it. The zefek, it has a crop. The kukavona niklet, and its stomach, the kukavon, you could peel off the skin. The yain doros and viechel, does not trot on something and eat it. Turim, that's an oif tor. So we learn out from this bird of turim, af kol kyoitzabim. Turim, any other oif that's like this, that has these simonim, are also turim. So Rashi speaks out later, the Gemara asks the question, the Chuhir, it's mashma that it's only Tor, if it has all of these four simonim, like the Turim. Before we just said the opposite, it's only a Nesha that's Tomei, that has all these simonim Tomeim. But mashma, if you have an Oif, that has at least just one sim in Tyra, one of these things, either it has a Zefek, or else it has a Kukav Aniklof, or else it's Einadurus, or else it does not have an Etzbi Yisera, or else if it has an Etzbi Yisera, mashma, any one of these simonim will be Turim. But I call upon him, how could our Mishnah say the Torah doesn't say the simonim of an oif? And here we dash and took him like these are the simonim? Like we're telling us what are the simonim of an oif? What's a sim in Tyre and what's a sim in Temeya? So we're into what the Mishnah means to say like this, Omer Abaya, Lenema Pirushim Midivre Torah. In the Torah itself, it does not say clearly what are these simonim. Rashi says, Lenispashra simonim mamish patera. Torah doesn't say clearly what the simonim are. Elo, midemone turin the turin, just since the Torah says this bird turin amongst the turin, the hani is naibu, and this turin, this dove, has all of these four simonim, and also the Torah says the bird nesher, this tomei, and that has a dalit simonim that are tomeim. So from this we learn out, these are simonim turin, these are simonim tomeia. But the Torah doesn't say clearly, that's what the Mishnah means to say. The Mishnah means to say that simonim oif lenemru baturim, it doesn't say clearly, it's only Yisrosho. And the Gemara says, it's only Medivrei Sofrim, where we dash in the Psukim, that's how we know what these Simonim are. Another Gemara says, Tony Rabbi Chiyah, learned like this, that Oif Habo B'Simenecha Tor, if an Oif that comes, and it has at least one of these four Simonim, only one of them, it's still Tor, the Fi Shein Doimel Nesher, because it's not Doimel to the Nesher, to the eagle. The what Nesher, the less like Klau, who do Loi Techel? Only a bird like a nesh, like an eagle, that doesn't have one of these simonim. It has all four simonim tumeim. Therefore, it's also to eat. Or iko diisle chad techol. But if you have a bird that has one of these four simonim, with that alone, you'll be able to eat from it. Again, for van, you know for sure it's not part of those 24 birds tumeim that the Torah speaks out. Now the Gemara says, why is this halacha? Why don't I learn out from turim that ma turim diikakulu? Maybe you know when a bird is tor only if it has all four simonim. Just like these turim, these doves, they have all four simonim. They have the netzpa yisera, they have the zephyr, they have the kukubah niklef, and they're not bearers. So maybe only a bird like a turim is tor. That diikakulu abo af hochinami adiikakulu dalit. Maybe only an oif that has all four simonim is tor. How do we know to say no that even a knife with just one simon is tor? Someone says that would be true in Cain. Shar oifas tameim the kosher rachmana lomali. Why does there have to say other oifas tameim? If the pshat is that a knife tor is only that has all four simonim, so let's just say the word turim, and Melai would know that all the other oifas that don't have all four simonim are tamei. That's the question. If so, in Cain, Shah Rafis Tim, why is the Torah to speak out 24 Rafis Tratamim, Tmeim, the Kosar Rachman Ramali? Let's learn it all out from a Turim, that only a bird that has all four Simonim Ator. Now, since the Torah has to speak out these other birds that are Tmeim, that's the proof to say that no, that even though Turim has all four Simonim Tyra, you do not really need all four Simonim, really will be enough just to have one Simon. So therefore, I need the Limudim to teach us that there are the 24 Rafis that are Tmeim. Even though some of them do have maybe one simon tyra, but those 24 are tameim. Now the more still is, but v'neilof minayu, let's learn out from them. And if they say, mahosam t'loso v'leyachlinim, av kol t'loso v'leyneichel. Rashi v'neilof, Rashi says minayu, mahosam t'loso v'leyachlinu, av kol t'loso v'leyneichel. V'chol shchein trei v'chad, that these eifas, that in other words, let's learn out from these oifas, that oifas tameim, that even though they have like three simonim, still they're no good, since they don't have all four, is av kol tlas, for lenechol, for choshchen, shrei v'chad, and avad, if this oif only has one simon or two simonim, for sure we cannot eat from it. Because maybe you only have to have four simonim to make a tor. So if so, oirif, the raven, the kosher rachman alomli, why does the Torah speak out clearly that oirif is an oif tamei? Hashtod yisle tlosa loyach linon. Madre to tell me oifas that even have three simonim tyra, still you can eat them. The yisle treni boy. So this oif only has two simonim of tyra, so for sure you can eat it. Like, what does the Torah to speak out the word oif for? And when my since Torah says speaks out the word oif, mashmon oif tor does not have to have all four simonim, but it's enough just to have these few simonim or one. Now the more still less know, the lay less in the earth, but still less.